Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'd be the man. Love that tune. Solid. Solid song from Taylor Swift. All right, let's get right to the news. I know we got Scott Budman hanging out.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. So we check in now with ANN reporter. He also moonlights with NBC Bay Area. Scott Budman on the line now, calling in. Thank you, Bryn. Is that a keyboard?
It is a keyboard.
All right. Well done. So anyway, hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? Hanging in there, I hope.
We're hanging.
Absolutely.
Yep. Good, good.
Hey, so tell me, is it a coincidence that everyone starts getting their money from the government and Apple just drops a new phone out there for everybody?
I'm going to say no, it's not a coincidence. People are getting their money, there's a new phone, and Amazon stock is at an all-time high. Put them together, I think it all kind of fits in.
Right, so the iPhone, now there was I knew this phone was coming out. There was speculation whether it would be called the iPhone 9 or just an updated iPhone SE, but this is their low cost, in quotes, iPhone. What do you know about it?
Well, we've seen this phone before, like you say, Vinny. It's sort of an update. It's actually a really good phone, and it's a really good time to come out with this. Obviously, everybody is concerned about their paycheck, about their health care. There's a lot of financial anxiety in there. And so to say, hey, I'm going to go buy a new smartphone, is probably not on a lot of people's minds. So Apple comes out with it's still up to date with all the features you want, but it's much, much cheaper. And it's just a good time for this. And this is a phone I always recommended to parents who wanted to buy phones for their younger kids, you know, maybe their teenagers, who might damage the phone or lose the phone. It's a really good phone that does everything, but it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. And even this one starts below $400.
Right, which is expensive. And yet, when you think about what the newest iPhone coming out later this year will cost, it'll probably be over $1,000. So it's half the price. And for those, you just mentioned it. One of the things I think that's going around out there is the damaged screen thing, where you've been looking through this cracked glass forever, and now you can just replace the phone for under $500. So there's probably a lot of people who want it, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of people who want phones, and at the same time, like you say, might not want to spend $1,000 or $1,200. This is a bridge phone, but it's really good. It's got the camera. It's got the chip of the iPhone 11. It was even better than the iPhone 8, which has now been discontinued. And yet again, you can get 64 gigs of storage for $400, 128. You know, if you double that, it's only $450. So it's kind of a bridge phone to make sure you've got it, that you've got a good screen, that if you are doing business, whether it's by teleconference or whatever, you can have a good phone to do all that. And then when we get to the other side of this and people are making money again and are spending what seems to be a pretty decent chunk of their money on smartphones, you can do that again and not feel so bad about it.
Right. So the iPhone SE, it looks like the pre-orders start tomorrow at 5 a.m. on their website. I don't know if it's already available through Best Buys or whatever, but so the new phone is out and ready. So let me ask you, if you have anything else to tell us feel free. Otherwise, I have a question for you, and I'd be curious to see what you know about it.
Yeah, go ahead. And you're right. Pre-orders start tomorrow. They're promising delivery starting on April 24th, which given, you know, if any of you out there have tried to get, you know, Instacart delivered or anything like that, it's a ridiculous, weird time with delivery. It's one of the concerns of this is we're realizing that a lot of these companies aren't really meant to have huge, huge delivery numbers, and that's slowing everything down. Apple has its own supply chain. They say they'll get it to you in about a week, so that'll be an interesting thing to see if they can deliver.
Pretty good. All right. So my question to you, one of the main stories I have here for my news break is about how right now our government, state, federal, beyond, whatever, I don't know how deep this goes in terms of figuring out how are we going to go back to school? And I don't just mean, you know, little kids. I mean college as well. Right. Technology, I have to believe, is going to play some role in this as they're trying to figure out how do we keep space between us, but still have kids showing up for classes. Have you seen anything or been part of any conversations about the fall going back to school this fall?
Yeah, I mean, on a personal level, I have kids in school, and so the local public schools are trying to figure out how they can do that, realizing that they're teachers aren't really trained in distance learning. It's just kind of we're not really good at this. And so we've got to try to get the students back in school somehow, whether it's on a college level or even, you know, high schools, middle schools, that kind of thing.
Right.
On the other hand, you know, even Governor Newsom just the other day said, this may be something that we do gradually where we almost do it in shifts to make sure that there aren't all that many, you know, young people in a room at the same time. And it's kind of a delicate issue. On the one hand, you know, young people have not been as susceptible to this as those of us, you know, of older. But on the other hand, you know, there are kids. We want to keep them safe in school. And often young people aren't the best at social distancing and being disciplined in that way.
And they bring it home to, you know, if they did pick something up, you know, someone vulnerable at their house might be in trouble.
Right. And so all the guesses, and a lot of this does come from the governor's press conference the other day, is that they want to open up for fall, but it's going to look and feel a lot different, largely because, right, they're worried about people, you know, passing on what they may have gotten over the last several months. So they're talking about some distance learning, some maybe going to school in shifts. But I think, and Vinny, you said it, technology is still going to play a role. I'm hoping that by then we get better at not only using it, but managing it. You know, at this point, telling the students, hey, everything's going to be fine, you're going to pass all your classes no matter what, is great, but how do we keep the incentive going when we even get to the other end of this, knowing that, hey, if I just turned on my computer, I'd get an A? So there are all sorts of questions, and technology plays a big role, but there's still just a big question mark hanging over all of this.
Yeah, well, I'll be curious. If you hear things, I'd love to have you back on to sort of get an idea what the reconfigured classrooms look like, because I don't necessarily see that working, and you already mentioned it. So kids, while they're, you know, you work with them and you try to teach them how to behave, they just don't naturally do that. Not all of them anyway.
Not to mention a lot of parents have to go back to work, and so it's not going to work for them to have a kid who's not in school 3 days a week or whatever the shift might be.
I have a daughter that's in kindergarten, and those kids hug every day. And I don't understand it, and I don't know what that's all about, but they're already hugging each other hello and hugging each other goodbye, and I think that puts a teacher in a position where they're like, we need to put another teacher in the room just to work on the distancing thing.
Right.
How's that going?
Right, and do we want our kids growing up, you know, with a hug monitor, or do we want growing up, right, with the smartphones, because we're talking about this contact tracing where they can somehow figure out where the, you know, coronavirus is breaking out, and so don't stand with that person. And you know, we have, especially since 9/11, all grown up in an area where there's more surveillance, but we've sort of gotten used to it. This would be taking it to a different level with our kids, and do we really want that as well?
Right. Scott Budman, you are the Bay Area's second best reporter. I love the work you do.
Are you the first best, or are we talking about Stan Bunger? I'm not sure what you're getting out there.
Sarah, your jokes. You're so funny. Oh, anyway, okay. Scott, thank you so much. And I seriously, if you do hear anything about that, I'd love to have you back on, because I don't know how they're going to do PE with young kids and keep them from getting near each other. Good luck with that, right?
You got it. I'm on it. I'm guessing we'll know more next week, and I'll let you know.
All right, bro. Thanks so much. Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, everyone. I joke. You're right. He's the third best reporter in the Bay Area, behind me and Stan. So that's, I'm sorry. That was my mistake. I was trying.
I just didn't know who you were referring to there.
I think you
top
did,
of the
actually.
Heap, though, I guess. Right. I should, I know you to be so humble normally that I couldn't believe it.
Anyways, I did want to bring this up. I think this is super fun, and it's completely not coronavirus related.
Yay!
And so I think you're going to like this, but you may go like, who cares about this? This hypothetical conversation is boring. So
I love
you hypotheticals. Someone on Reddit was asking people to give to name some random stats they wish they knew about themselves, but never will get an answer for. So for example, potential dates. How many people have had a crush on you and you never knew it?
Oh.
Like, how cool would it be to find out at this age in your life, like, oh, this person, this, like, see the whole list and go,
that would be interesting.
It would be so interesting to find out how many
people. Yeah, like, are there randoms in the building that we work in that have, you know, like, had the hots for me or the hots for you or.
Sure.
You know, that's fun. That's funny. I like that.
How many people have you actually boned was one I thought of. I was like, wrote that in, just thought, huh.
Who can keep count of that, Vin?
Right. That was the question. I mean, I wonder if Sarah knows exactly how many or if this is just one of those.
I don't. Somewhere between 1 and 4, probably. I just can't keep count.
100?
Nope.
Oh.
One hand, you know, you can count them.
Right.
On one hand.
The old, I can count them on one hand.
Yeah.
Photo bombs. How many times have you been in the background of an important photo that's on somebody's fridge right now?
That's funny because, like, you know, people take so many photos at, like, Disneyland. Say,
yeah, absolutely.
You know? And you're probably in so many photo albums. We all are.
At someone's house, I'm the guy with the giant nose in the back of that photo.
Right. And any real examination of that photo is like, look at that guy right there. Crazy.
What percentage of your life, this is from Reddit, they're just questions about yourself that maybe.
And you kid, they're not really answerable.
No, they're not, but they're fun to think about. What percentage of your life have you forgotten?
Oh boy, tons of it.
Tons,
you know, I find
right?
the longer I live, the more I just really remember little moments. And it's getting even harder and harder to place them in the timeline.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
I always trip out. This mostly happens in, I'll hear it in sports broadcasting from time to time, where an older dude will be on with the radio person, the whoever, and they're able to completely and totally remember this sporting event that they were at when they were 7, and this is the stats from that guy that day. And when I think about that, I just think, that guy's lying. There's no way.
Or they've worked on it for so long. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? It becomes a fabric of who they are.
It becomes,
maybe they can't remember anything outside of that. But
right. Maybe that's the case. But it's so foreign to me to be able to remember that much detail about something from so long ago. And I agree. I've probably forgotten a lot of my life or was too drunk to, you know.
Catalog it.
Right.
I'll leave that till tomorrow. See you then, everybody. Gonna do some time traveling now. So is it Wednesday yet?
Let's see here. How often, these are just things about you that were on Reddit. They asked people to name some random stats they wish they knew about themselves, but never will. How often other people think about you?
Oh.
Like, how many times per day total? And I know there's that sort of statement, well, every time your ears are ringing, someone's thinking about you. My ears don't ring that often. No, like I think no one's ever thinking about me if that's the tell.
Well, I mean, for us, because we have a radio show, like maybe our numbers would be higher than the average person. But I think most of us get thought about, like I think about my mom or my dad, or I'll, you know, be reliving some memory with my sister or brother, or, you know, I don't know. That's a hard one, because mostly we think about ourselves. You know, that's who we're thinking about. And we wonder what other people think about us. Meanwhile, they're busy thinking about themselves.
Right. And a romantic extension of that question, so how often other people think about you, is how often other people think about you while they're sleeping with themselves.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to think that that's happened a lot, you know.
Yeah, why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah, you'd want to, you know, I guess.
I think it's a compliment.
Sure, I think so too.
They don't want to watch you doing it or even know that you're doing it. But then later after the fact, it'd be nice to know people, you know.
Oh, no, you shouldn't tell people that you did that.
Right.
But, you know, I like to make that assumption about people.
Here's another one. Your impact on people. How many lives you've influenced, positive or negative?
Mm. Yeah, that's
and how many times your advice has actually helped someone?
I know. Sometimes, though, you wind up giving the same advice over and over to the same people. One of the nicest things about the job that we do is we see interns all the time, and I have some the nicest notes ever from interns. Like, I save them all, and they're so meaningful, and, you know, people that I barely even remember from 20 years ago that you'd get, like, at the end of their internship, they give you a note, and it's just... So I like to think that, you know, we've had some positive effect. I hope I don't want to be the person that's leaving a negative effect on people. I'm actively trying to be a positive influence, believe it or not.
No, me too. I agree with you. It's hopefully the thing that I get to look back on as I'm older and done with this, that these interns that I want to sit and listen to the Nicole DeJesus show.
Yeah. DeJesus all the way.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm still here. So you guys have had a positive influence on me.
Yeah. So you still like us? We're still. Okay, good.
Phew. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love hearing from you guys, so feel free and whatever it is. I know I got a text. I can't find it right now, but someone wrote in and said, so if they're going to ask us to, or if they're going to make mask wearing mandatory, shouldn't they have to give them to us? And in response, I do understand what it's like to not have enough money to get things. I do. I've absolutely been there, and there's no question that's a sucky place to be. But I also believe, you know, we talk about the helpers, the ones who run into fire, buildings on fire, and police who deal with the sketchiest among our society, and they do that because they're the helpers and the people. I mean, I know they're paid for it too, but
sure.
Be a helper and make a damn mask. Pull a get an old t-shirt, cut the sleeve off, and pull it over your face. Don't act like you can't get it done. You can. This isn't asking too much of you. Be a helper in this situation instead of someone who says, well, if they want me to have a mask, they better give me one. I don't like it.
Yeah, no, I agree. And being a self-sufficient person that should be a goal of yours, to be able to make things work for yourself.
Well, and in this case, you're doing it not only for yourself, but for the people at the grocery store or the kids,
your family,
in your house.
For everyone, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it really isn't asking too much. I do understand what you're saying when you say, well, if they're going to make me, then they should give me. But you can also just take care of that.
Yep.
I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.